We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tua Tagovailoa last week had a back injury after his head hit the turf in Miami, and he was a little wobbly and woozy, but boy, I'll tell you, that back injury apparently cleared up pretty quick, and Tua was able to get through concussion protocol to be eligible on a short week. And I think that is a part of the discussion that we're about to get into, is you're talking about a three-day turnaround from playing on Sunday to playing on Thursday. And we've obviously known the inherent dangers of playing games in terms of turning it around that quick. But Tua Tagovailoa ends up with a concussion in the second quarter. For those of you who do not have Amazon Prime, here is what that Tua injury sounded like.
Tua rolling left with the grain, and down he goes. Slung down at his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu. And Well, we saw last week, and he went down. He got up, was wobbly. The training staff comes out. I mean, last week it looked for all the world. Everybody thought head injury, concussion, passed the protocol, came back second half, led him to a victory.
And Al Tupou slams him to the ground. I mean, you're thinking about the back, the ankle, but he gets thrown to the ground.
Again, wrenching that back, which was the issue last week.
Yep.
Go ahead.
What are you looking at?
Here,
Al?
You're sitting there shaking your head already, being like,
that's a good company man, NFL company man, and that's probably why he's had so many great jobs with so much great money in the bank from it. But the back, is that what you're thinking about? Because I'm thinking about a guy that I just saw with my own eyes get his second massive concussion in a four-day span. Forget the stupid back. Don't buy the company line. Use your actual eyes and your common sense and intelligence. And I mean, that was tough to watch. I'm not usually one of these, like...
Yeah, you're the furthest thing from...
Yeah, I'm a hardo.
It's great.
That was tough to watch.
No, that was... It was when they zoomed right in, and it's a... There's a name to the response.
Fence.
Thank you. The fence response where Tua basically froze on the field. And it's funny, my wife said to me last night, she was like, don't say what I was saying in the living room on the air, because the first thing my wife thought of was, this guy's paralyzed. That's the first thing she yelled. She's like, look at him. He isn't moving. He might be paralyzed. And we were just kind of like, nah, because he sort of rolled over. But it took a while before, like, his hands kind of released and then he sort of relaxed on the field. And there was tense moments there, like you said. Like, there have been a lot of very innocuous hits that have led to big injuries. Like, like when Drew Bledsoe got his lung collapse, that just looked like a hard hit on the sideline. This looked like there was long-term damage to Tua Tagovailoa.
And this would be hellacious in and of itself. Just one Thursday night, you have no background, you have no nothing, just you see what happened to his body on the field. But when you take into consideration 4 days prior, which made me uncomfortable to watch, when a man stumbles and his legs give way and then they claim, oh no, he cleared protocols, he's got a back injury, and he's back out there. You know, the first person I thought of, because I don't know who the doctor is, I don't know who the independent neurologist is or all these other people that are involved in a decision like last Sunday, but I do know who the head coach is, and your name is tied to Tua. You put him back out there. You can tell me the doctor's cleared him. I don't know their names or their faces. Mike McDaniel, pint-sized comedian, guy who's a genius and all these things, and he was born to be a coach and all that. You put that guy in position to have that injury happen. And we know the system failed Tua here. I don't know what Tua's level of responsibility is, right, to be an advocate for himself.
Well,
we'll hear some of that later.
I think,
but the system failed Tua. They put him back out there. And one thing we've heard, repetitive concussions, multiple concussions in a short period of time are – like, multiplies it by a factor of whatever. It's way worse.
It's kind of like having three or four.
And, I mean, this would have been like, you know, remember when Luke Kuechly drove off crying when he had his concussion? He was bawling his eyes out. That'd be like, okay, put him back out there on Thursday night. That's kind of what they did to Tua. And I think this is going to lead to significant changes. I mean, I don't know about lawsuits and things of that nature, but there has to be changes.
Nah.
Has to be changes.
There should be, but there won't be.
There has to be.
Because here's the thing with Tua.
Well, wait until a guy dies on the field?
Well, look, Peyton Manning even exposed us to this when they started to put in these sort of concussion protocol, when they put in the concussion protocols when he was in the league. He openly admitted, hey, yeah, I went dum-dum on the test that they give us, so that way if I get concussed, I can go back into the game. And yes, there is the level of maybe Tua could advocate for himself a little bit more. But then again, doesn't this kind of get back to some of the Mac Jones discussion that we've had this week? It is in the nature of the overwhelming majority of these guys that they want to get out there and they want to play. And if Tua was able to pass the test, then does Tua have to stand up and say, I passed the test, which I wanted to do, by the way, because I'd like to play, but I'm going to shift all the blame of me getting out there on someone else? Or it feels like everybody is coming down on Mike McDaniel, the NFL, the organization. Where was the NFLPA? Aren't players more educated than they've ever been before when it comes to concussions and protocols and things like that? Like, this guy passed it and said, hey, I'm good enough to go back out there. And it's not like they don't have education. This isn't the 90s and the early 2000s when you and I were first getting to cover the league, where it was crack the smelling salts, here you go. We didn't really care about it. Now there's a culture in the NFL where you can raise your hand and say, I'm effed up, I shouldn't go play. And he didn't do that.
Except it's a brain injury. I would agree with you, every other part of the body. Like, be your own advocate. You got to take responsibility. Look out for number one. It's what I wrote this morning, actually, on the website. Mac needs to look out for number one himself.
WEEI.com.
Please read. But a brain injury? I don't know the ramifications of the brain injury 4 seconds after it happened, 4 minutes after it happened, 4 hours, 4 days, right? Like, it's the brain. That makes it different to me. Like, it could affect your ability,
of course,
to make a sound decision.
It's the most important injury development that we have had in the last 15 years in the NFL, meaning that the culture is now you can raise your hand, you can say you're not right, and that there is a protocol to go through.
But what if you can't? Like, it's an old joke cliche, the guy getting up and jogging to the wrong sideline or the wrong huddle, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that tells you right there, he is not of right mind. He doesn't know exactly what's going on, and yet we're going to put responsibility on that guy to say, I'm okay? Because I know for a fact, people have gamed the tests. It's been happening since I was in college.
That's exactly
like,
right.
Hey, you know, you do it slower than you normally would, so when you do it on the sideline, if you're slower, it just equals out. And it might be a little faster, and they're like, oh, he's flying through these answers. He's
and Peyton Manning admitted it.
Right, they all do it. And that's fine. That's a different issue that probably needs to be dealt with in a different way. But I'm not going to blame the guy who just had his brain rattled on the turf for wanting to go back in, right? That's just who he is. And then you mix in the bigger picture spot that Tua is in, right? Everybody says his career's on the line this year. Mm-hmm. We gave you every weapon you need. We gave you an offensive-minded coach. If you don't make hay now, you're out of work. Teddy Bridgewater ain't a bad quarterback. He's not terrible, right? So he knows. Teddy Bridgewater comes in. He might dump it off twice to Waddle and Hill and throw, 300 yards passing. And everybody's like, we don't need two anymore. So, yes, there's pressure. But I'm not going to put it on the guy's brain who is messed up right now to be responsible for himself. I'm going to put it on the adults in the room, the coach, the doctor, the trainer, to say, that doesn't look right. He probably shouldn't go back out there today.
Well, Mike McDaniel, after the game, basically said, these kinds of things would never happen on my watch.
Yeah, otherwise we would have reported him having a head injury. I mean, that's why the NFL has these protocols. And there's not, like, every single NFL game that is played, there's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter. So, yeah, for me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's I'm not going to fudge that whole situation. If there's any sort of inclination that someone has a concussion, they go into concussion protocol, and it's very strict. People don't vary or stray. We don't mess with that. Never have. And as long as I'm the head coach, that will never be an issue that you guys have to worry about.
Hey, Gresh, if you're watching on Twitch, you can have this.
Oh.
I'm passing you the buck that I had in my pocket.
Oh, really?
Holy passing the buck. There's a specialist who specializes
John,
in the specialty. Like,
Hart gave me a dollar.
Is he going to tell me he couldn't bench Tua anytime he wanted? He couldn't go above and beyond? I understand he wants to distance himself from pressuring the player to get back on the field or pressuring the medical staff, but your name is tied to Tua. If you wanted to, you can say, I know they cleared him, but he just doesn't look quite right to me. He didn't look quite right to me. Mike McDaniel, be the adult in the room. It's your responsibility. I've heard Bill say it a million times, and we can debate Bill Belichick, truth or not, but nothing's more important than the health of your players because they're your product. They're your horses.
Okay.
That guy's a fraud. That was a terrible answer right there. Terrible answer.
So last weekend, all of us sat by and didn't even think about Jameis Winston playing with not one, not two, not three, but four broken vertebrae in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
His neck could snap like that, and there could be a real calamity on the field. Well, it's not that big a deal, but even though Tua passed the concussion protocol, which is an indictment on the protocol probably.
Which is bunk.
He goes out and has this happen, and it's a massive deal. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston might have been, and you could say it for anybody, but they were all assuming the risk of one hit could paralyze him.
But that's every hit.
He played with a broken neck. But that's again,
a tangible injury that shows up on a scan that they've experienced.
And they put him out there.
You don't think concussions are different than every other injury?
No, listen.
Because no one knows what a concussion is
yet. Absolutely do. In fact, for those of you who are watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, Chris Nowinski from the Concussion Legacy Foundation Institute, right?
Yes.
Former WWE wrestler, former Harvard football player. He tweeted out before the game last night, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for hashtag concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their job, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right.
Yeah, exactly. I could not agree with him more.
Okay, but to think that Tua Tagovailoa couldn't raise his own hand and say, maybe I shouldn't play. If we were in the era of guys not being aware of concussions and the impact, I would completely throw all of this on the NFL and the coaching staff. And they do have to share a big brunt of this.
Yeah.
But at one point is there the personal responsibility of the player where, yes, you might have passed the protocol, but do you have a discussion with someone about coming out, or is everybody just like, coach, I'm ready to go? Coach is off the hook. You passed the protocol.
So he doesn't have to trust the doctors? Like, at what point, where's that line? That's the problem the player is put in. He has pressure to play, whether it's internal to save his own job or external from the team and the coaches and teammates.
And there's the whole saving players from themselves. Tomlin sat down Ryan Clark once, which I think it it might have been sickle cell or something like that, and he was cleared to play. Like, Ryan Clark was clear. Mike Tomlin didn't play him.
Thank you, Mike
Tomlin.
So the
coach did it.
So he didn't pass the buck like Mike McDaniel just did.
Then do we assume that Dennis Allen, the coach of the Saints, is scum too because he put a guy out there with a broken stack of dimes?
See, I don't equate broken bone to brain injury. Bones are well-studied, well-known, well-scanned, well-x-rayed. There's a history.
Well,
the brain, they know nothing.
Well, the brain and the spinal cord are pretty connected.
But they know nothing about the brain. Like, they put Peyton Manning out there with fused vertebrae. They put Rob Gronkowski out there after discectomies or whatever he had. There is a track record. They know so little right now about the brain and concussions and CTE. They're still in the infancy. I know it feels like we've been dealing with this for whatever it is now, 15, 20 years.
No, it very much is the infancy of it all.
It is a significant gray area. How to diagnose it? When do the symptoms come? When are the symptoms covered up? What am I looking for? I would just look at visual. The visual of Tua last week, would you have put him back out there?
Just
the pure visual.
No, God,
okay.
No.
So you're an adult.
No.
You have common sense and eyes.
Yeah,
and
I
you can
have.
See. I'm no doctor, but that don't look right.
Well, and here's the thing. If it were Sunday to Sunday, I might not be as concerned about it.
Right.
Considering it was a short week, that's what. But again, The NFL has all these independent people sitting in the stands looking for this stuff.
Yeah, but that's passing the buck. That's why I think Mike McDaniel passed
the
buck.
But again, but Mike,
don't blame me. Can you sleep at night, Mike McDaniel?
But again,
because you can blame them, but it's your fault.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.